You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development, your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
Today I'm speaking with Annette Pose. She is with Level 8 Leadership Institute, and she's an expert in helping leaders lead with integrity. Hi, Annette. How are
you? Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. Good. Well, I'm glad you could join us. Clearly, one of the first questions I'd have to ask you is, what does it even mean to lead with integrity?
So leading with integrity is something that sort of dawned on me years ago when I would go really from seeing professional speakers speak. And I would see them on stage and be really inspired by their message, and then happen to run into them off stage or see them in their personal life. And there didn't seem to be congruence between who they were on stage and off stage. So I created this notion of leading with integrity, which is alignment between your personal life or your private life and your professional life, so that you're the same on stage as you are off stage, and created a whole process to help people understand how to do that. Because they often walk around thinking they need to hide part of who they are in order to be something in the public eye. They have this comparison of who they're expected to be, either by, you know, somebody who they give some authority to or they look up to, and they think they need to fit an image, and then they hide parts of themselves in their private life. And so leading with integrity is all about helping people bring those two parts of themselves together so that they are who they are all the time, whether they are at work, whether they are at home, whether they're out with friends. It's just about that alignment and congruency with who they are privately and publicly.
And that is true. I think we can all relate to what you've just said, both people that we know and probably even in inclinations that we have in ourselves. Yeah. Why is it so important? Why did you select this as being something you feel is important to talk about?
I think it's something that people struggle with. I think that, you know, whether you're a leader or a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, or whether you're a mother, a stay-at-home mother of, you know, however many children you might have, I think that we wear a number of different hats in life, and we feel that we have to hide parts of ourselves in order to fulfill other roles that we're in. I run into this particularly when I work with mothers, for example, who are also, let's say, executives or, you know, another role that they have, and they feel that they need to shed part of who they are to become something else in order to fit that image that they either impose on themselves or they feel is imposed upon them based on their surroundings. And people really, they struggle with that. That's where we hear this language called balance. How do I balance my life, my work life, and my home life? People use that language because they separate the two. They distinguish, there's a balance means that there's two parts, or, you know, more than one part of who you are that you need to somehow spend time and energy on. And so we get fragmented in our focus rather than figuring out who we are as an individual. So personally, I'll give a personal example. I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a student, I'm an entrepreneur, I run a number of businesses, I'm a teacher, I'm a coach, and I'm all these things. So if I was trying to only be one at a time, I would come across as really fragmented and disorganized and not integrated. And I would feel like I have to go around balancing these different parts of my life. Okay, now I need to fill up the mother bucket. Now I need to fill up the coaching bucket or the entrepreneur bucket. When I realize that I'm all those things at the same time and I'm integrated, so public life and private life being the same, mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about what parts of myself I'm trying to hide or what parts of myself, who do I have to be today? It's who I am always. And so I'm always a mother. I mean, I'm always curious when people say, you know, when I'm at work, I can't bring my personal life to work. And I go, how can you not? That's we hear that's part of the biggest frustration about, you know, people working together at work. We call it the coffee pot talk, where, you know, people get together and they're at the coffee pot and they're talking about life, because you can never separate yourself from who you really are, whether that is a role that you have or an experience that you're having in life. And so helping people integrate that so they don't feel ashamed or they don't feel resentful or these distracting emotions about trying to hide parts of themselves, and they can just be comfortable with who they are.
Well, that obviously doesn't come naturally. What does someone do to help do that blending, to integrate?
I think part of it is first just awareness. Getting a sense of awareness about what parts of yourself are you actually trying to hide, or are you not integrated in? Where at work do you feel like you need to put on a show? Where do you feel you're not congruent or authentic? Where do you hesitate or frustrate? Because in areas where we feel competent and we feel integrated, that's where our leadership emerges. So part of it is just awareness and knowing yourself. And when do you feel like things are not quite right? When do you feel like, you know, you're choosing even your wardrobe of what you're going to wear that day? Are you choosing what you would really love to wear? Or are you choosing something that you think has to fit an image? And are you aware that that's your thought pattern, because your thoughts influence your behaviors, which influence your actions, and which influence your results that you get?
Mm-hmm. So how can someone assess their current leadership integrity? How would I tell whether I'm doing a good job of that or not?
Great question, and I get asked it all the time. I would say a couple of things that you can do. The first thing I would say is asking quality questions. And by quality questions, again, it goes back to awareness. Asking yourself, are you being authentic to the vision and the voice on the inside? So the inner calling, what you feel you were put on earth to do. And does that match your vocation and your vacation, how you work and how you play? Or is how you work and how you play separate from what you really feel you were called to do? I read this great quote just recently within the last few weeks, and the quote was, the two most important moments in life is the first one being when you're born, and the second one when you figure out why you were born. And so I think that, you know, each of us are given a purpose, something that's unique to us, a reason why we're here, something to contribute to the world. And not a lot of us are in tune with that. However, if you are, how congruent is that knowing of yourself, that sense of here's what I feel called to do in the world? How much does that actually match what you're spending your time and energy on? Is there congruence between that and what your vocation and your vacation is? So that would be where I would start.
Excellent, excellent. We could talk about this a lot longer, I know.
Absolutely.
But I so appreciate the time you've spent and the insights that you shared. I've been speaking with Annette Posey. She's with Level 8 Leadership Institute, and you can get more information on what she's spoken about today at Level 8 Leadership. That's the number 8.com. Thanks, Annette.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to aria.com/leadership.